You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, everyone? Alex Pardo here. I want to thank you and express my gratitude for you tuning in to episode 707 here on the Flip Empire show. I appreciate all the love, appreciate all the support. Those of you who have tagged me on social media or reached out about the podcast and just the different things going on in my world. So really, really appreciate. And I never take you or comments like that, you taking the time for granted. So guys, I was out on a walk this morning and just kind of thinking about what I wanted to share on the podcast. And as often, sometimes I get downloads when I go on these walks, what I call think walks. Before I get into that and kind of share with you what's on my heart and what I want to focus today's podcast episode on, just a couple of housekeeping items. About a month and a half, 2 months ago, like literally right before I left to Italy, I got a call from a super, super sweet lady who reached out and basically said, hey, about 2 years ago, I received this letter from you about my storage facility. I've just kind of been sitting on it because at that point I wasn't ready to sell. I felt like it could be a complicated process. And I just had so many things going on that I didn't really give it too much energy and attention, but I kept it because your letter resonated with me. And I knew at some point I would call you. And now I'm finally ready to sell. So we're about to go under contract where I'm going to be purchasing her storage facility. And again, just super, super down to earth, just very, very nice lady. We've kind of built up a little bit of a friendship just in our communications and our conversations. And I share that with you because what strikes me is if you take enough of the right actions consistently over time, good things happen. In other words, you will bear the fruit of your labor. And this was a direct mail piece that I sent back in, I want to say it's January or February of 2021. Which is a month or so after I decided to transition from single family into storage. And that was the first action items I took, was sending out direct mail campaign. I wanted to share that with you because you might be out there in the single family space, in the commercial space, or whatever business you're operating now. It's been cool to hear that there's other entrepreneurs in different spaces also listening to the show. And it's a reminder that when you might not see the payoff or the benefit of something you're doing today, but if you're intentional about what you want, reverse engineering that, and then consistently taking the actions and asking yourself, hey, what do I have to do to realize that goal that I have 12 months from today, 3 years from today, 5, 10 years from today, whatever your process is, just stay consistent with the right types of actions and good things will happen to you, right? And it's really cool that a letter I sent 2 years ago, and sure enough, I went back to my direct mail list when I first got involved in storage and I looked up her information and there she was. And then on top of that, I got to meet somebody in a different state and now we've kind of built up a friendship. I look forward to working with her as we close this deal and more on that deal in the future as things unfold. But I wanted to just share with you the importance of getting clear on what it is you want, figuring out what action you have to take, and then just do it consistently. It might not be sexy, but if it's simple and it's the right action, you will see the payoffs at some point. You just got to continue to do it. So that's not really what I wanted to share with you on today's podcast. But again, I did want to quickly mention that we are getting ready for our Ascend Mastermind Retreat coming up in early October and kind of designing the events. And there's a lot of really cool, exciting changes happening within our community and how we run our mastermind meetings to make them more impactful, experiential, collaborative, connecting. And one of the things that I've been really thinking about lately, especially over the course of the last 3 weeks since I got back from Italy, and it's a question I want to pose here and I want to ask you, are you an equity investor or are you a cash flow investor? Are you an equity investor or are you a cash flow investor? Let me take a few steps back to provide some context as to why I've been asking myself this question and the clarity I've gained and what I've been doing in the process. So if you would have asked me that question when I got into storage back at the end of 2020, beginning of 2021, well, I would have told you I'm a cash flow investor, right? The reason I am transitioning out of the wholesaling space and into storage is because I want more cash flow, right? Wholesaling is a fantastic business because it's a cash generator. But then one of the mistakes that I realized, and I've shared this with you guys on the podcast on previous episodes, I think one of the biggest mistakes I made when I got involved in real estate back in 2005, in the first probably 12, 13 years of my career, was that I got roped into just generating cash, but not having an action plan to put that cash to work to then generate cash flow. So for all the wholesalers listening to me right now, for the fix and flippers, guys, take it from me. Do yourself a favor. Make sure that you are leveraging your cash generating business to stockpile cash and then put them into assets that spit off and create cash flow. And I'm not going to get into all the different creative financing ways, like different ways you can structure deals. I'm not necessarily saying you have to use your cash, but use your business as a cash generator and then invest that money to spit off cash flow. And I'm not just talking about real estate, right? And I'll get to that in a moment here. But what I've realized over the years is that step one is to generate cash through your business, right? That's your active earned income. Step two is to then use that cash you've generated to generate cash flow, right? It's what I just alluded to. And then step three, if we're thinking about Robert Kiyosaki, right behind me, I have his entire series in one of these shelves. And I think his second book was The Cash Flow Quadrant. If you think about like a cross, and then you have E in the top left, you have S in the bottom left, right? E is for employee, S was for self-employed, right? So most of the people listening to this podcast are likely going to be in that S category. Some are going to be in the E, and then there's going to be some that are in the top right, the B, the business owner. There's certain things you have to do to transition from being in the self-employed category to being a business owner and operator with a team, et cetera. And then there's the bottom right-hand corner, which is where I encourage all of us to aspire to be. And that's to be an investor. I've kind of been having conversations with an older gentleman who I met in a common theme, as with so many incredible people in my network through masterminds and through the communities that I'm involved in. And I met this gentleman, and he's very wise and he's very sharp, and he's been there, done that. He's owned and operated numerous businesses. He's exited businesses. He's generated a lot of wealth, and he's in that bottom right-hand corner. He's an investor, right? He was an employee many, many moons ago. He was actually, I don't even know if he started off as an employee. He might have just started off in the self-employed quadrant. He's been a business owner and he's been an investor for a while. And he's kind of been informally mentoring me to a certain degree. That's one of the principles I live by, is you should always have your hand up to a mentor and your hand down to a mentee pulling someone up, right? So think about who you're mentoring and think about who's mentoring you. And so we were having conversations, and what struck me like right between the eyes is that for the last couple of years, I've been thinking I'm a cash flow investor, when in fact, I'm actually an equity investor. And the reason is because I haven't hit my quote unquote freedom number, right? So your freedom number is when your passive investments are covering your everyday expenses. And for each of us, that's going to be a different number. And the less that you require to live on, and your passive investments provide more than that, the wealthier you are, right? So I transitioned. I remember my storage coach, when I first got into storage, he asked me, he's like, all right, before we get going on anything, technically speaking, when it comes to like finding storage deals, closing storage deals, operating storage deals, he said, what's your goal? Are you after cash flow or are you after the big pops? Are you after the equity? And I said, I've generated enough cash in my wholesaling business that I'm after cash flow. So this entire time I've been thinking I'm a cash flow investor. But what I didn't take into account is that I hadn't generated enough huge piles of cash to then put that into investments where the passive income completely covers my lifestyle. To this day, a larger percentage of my active earned income covers my lifestyle. And yes, I have some passive income coming in, don't get me wrong, but I haven't hit that freedom number. And the plan I've been working lately and the clarity I've gotten is that I'm an equity investor. I now know to the penny how much cash I would need invested and deployed in investments, and then what that would generate on a monthly income if it was invested at 8%, if it was invested at 10%, if it was invested at 12%, 15%, and 20%, right? So obviously, if I'm earning 20% of my money, I need significantly less cash deployed in these investments. If I'm earning 8% on my money, I need the higher end of that cash. So think about what your monthly expenses are to live your current lifestyle, and then think about what your monthly expenses would be to live your desired lifestyle. And those are likely two different numbers if you're listening to the show. Now, granted, some of you might be listening and you're saying, hey, I'm living my vision. Hats off to you. Kudos to you. Then all you got to figure out is ask yourself, do I have enough passive income coming in to cover my current lifestyle since I'm living my vision? for many of you who are listening, you desire more. And so desiring more may come with higher living expenses. And for some of you, it might not, right? So figure out what your investments would have to generate passively in order to meet your current lifestyle, your current expenses, and to meet your desired expenses. And then you can figure out how much you're going to need deployed into investments. And then you can calculate what it would spit off to hit your number at different percentages, right? 8%, 10, 12, 15, 20, whatever it is. And so I now realize I'm looking at deals through a different lens. I'm not necessarily looking at it like how much cash flow does it produce. Yes, that's a big part of the equation. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm not looking for deals that spit off cash flow. What I'm saying is I'm looking to generate more equity so that if in turn these properties get dispositioned, I now have bigger piles of cash to operate with to put and deploy into investments. Right. So again, remember, step one, depending on where you are in your journey, generate cash. Step two, generate cash flow with that cash. And then step three is you want to transition into becoming an investor. And one caveat here, you get to define what a passive investment is. I'll give you an example, right? So like if you invest in a syndication and you get a multifamily syndication, a storage syndication, whatever the case might be, and you get a quarterly check, to me, that's a passive investment. Yes, it required you to do some work on the front end. You got to know and trust the operator. You got to underwrite the operator. You got to underwrite the deal. You got to know what you're getting involved in, right? It takes some time, energy, and effort. But then after that, once your money's at play, you get a check monthly, quarterly, maybe annually, whatever the case might be. That's a passive investment. In my eyes, I own some rental properties in a different state. While that takes me an hour or two a month, right? That's semi-passive to me. Right? Because I have a property management company that handles everything. I only have to get involved if every now and then there's a CapEx item or something, right? Like the furnace goes out or we got to do this, we got to do that. Then I have to approve certain quotes. I have to look at pictures. Again, that might take me an hour or two a month, if that. To me, that's a semi-passive investment. I look at lending that I'm involved in, right? And like, to me, I have to do a little bit of work on the front end. And then that's another semi-passive activity. So you get to define what passive is and what isn't passive. If you're a landlord and you're the one actively involved in collecting rent and handling this and handling that, that's not passive at all to me, right? For most of you who are operating a cash turn type of business, right, like wholesaling, fix and flip, unless you've built out systems, you've built out a team in that B quadrant in the top right, that's probably not passive. Now, for some of you who have taken the time to build the business and structure it a certain way, your business might be passive for you, but you get to define what that is. So I think the big takeaway here is, depending on your journey, you may first need to focus on income and then you can focus on net worth, right? I see too many people getting involved and they're struggling to take care of their month-to-month bills, and yet they want to go buy a house that generates a couple hundred dollars a month in cash flow for them, right? That probably isn't going to move the needle enough for you. So my recommendation is to generate enough cash, then deploy that cash into an asset that spits out cash flow. And maybe your plan is, hey, if you're a wholesaler, fix and flipper, maybe for every transactional deal you do, like every 3 to 5 deals you do, you cherry pick and you find the one that you can hold long term, right? I was just having a conversation with somebody this morning, a buddy of mine, on this walk towards the tail end of it. And we were talking about, like, dude, you can get rich buying real estate, but you really get wealthy holding it. And we were talking about a lot of the deals that we had done in the past. And I've never once heard somebody say, I always hear people say, I shouldn't have sold that. I don't hear often, I'm glad I sold it. Now, with that being said, like, there's an area in Miami called Westchester. And I remember back in 2013, 14, 15, and 16, we used to crush Westchester. Like, we used to wholesale, I don't know, a handful of deals a month in those areas. And I remember I had, I don't know, 6 or 7 specific buyers that love the 33165 zip code. That's Westchester. And I remember we used to contract these houses for anywhere between 90 to 130,000 on average. And we used to wholesale them for 150, 160, 175, 180, kind of in that range. I haven't run comps, but those houses today are anywhere between probably 5 and 800,000. And I think about, yeah, at that time, I needed that $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 pop. Like, that's what kept the business going. That's what fed my family. And so I don't regret it. But if I wouldn't have been in a position to wholesale three or four and keep one, figure out a way to keep one, think about how much wealthier I'd be from an equity perspective and the cash flow that I would have been generating. Anyways, hopefully this conversation kind of stirs up some things inside of you and ask yourself, are you an equity investor or are you a cash flow investor? I've had clarity that this whole time I've been thinking I've been investing for cash flow when I really need to be more investing for equity because I yet haven't hit that freedom number. So figure out what your freedom number is and then reverse engineer a plan and ask yourself, how do I need to go about acquiring assets that spit off enough cash flow? Or what do I need to do from an active income perspective within my core business to generate cash? How much cash would I need to then deploy into assets that spit off cash flow? And don't get so aggressive where you don't factor certain things in, like operating expenses. Like, so if you say, hey, I'm going to buy a house for 100 grand and it's going to cash flow X, make sure you're taking 30, 35, 40% off in operating expenses, right? Taxes, insurance, maintenance, vacancies, et cetera. Anyways, that's how you start to be thoughtful about building wealth over time. And I think the way I'd like to kind of close the loop on this podcast is if you do enough of these actions consistently, you'll receive the payoff in the future, right? So don't live in a microwave society where we want things now, but be very thoughtful, intentional in how you go about building wealth and generate cash flow. So if you want to have more conversations like this, if you want to have conversations about not just business and building wealth and generating cash flow, but about life and family and living with a sense of joy and fulfillment, being around impactful, meaningful people that are moving the needle in life, people that are shaking, sendyoursuccess.com. Again, as we plan our upcoming retreat, I'd love to have a conversation with you. If you feel like it could be a fit, sendyoursuccess.com, and we'll hop on a call and see if it makes sense. So with that being said, I hope you have a blessed, incredible day. Go out there, consistently take the right action, surround yourself with the right people, and smile. Life is too damn short for you guys to be taking things so seriously. So go out there and make things happen. I will connect with you on the next show. Take care.
One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission. It's my cause. It's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.